Israel shall lack the water, for they lack the living water, to which I will send others to bring that living water. And to all that drink, their thirst will be quenched, not only in the spiritual, but in the physical. All those that refuse my son Yahushua, their tongues will hang out like a parched man in the desert. As Yahushua thirsted, so shall those who reject his gift at Calvary. How many will go forth like the woman at the well? How many will be willing to offer the nation of Israel my living water? For they thirst and know not what they thirst for. They are called a holy land, yet only a small remnant is holy before me. I shall send forth this handmaiden I prophesy through now with the cup of my living water. She shall be anointed with others who go before her in ways this world has yet seen. As she feeds the hungry and offers the living water to those who thirst after righteousness, will you be the one to help her? Will you be the one to hinder her? Each one reading this should remember, if it were not for that tiny nation called Israel, where would your Savior have been birthed, ministered, and died and resurrected? It was for your sake and your sake alone Israel pays the price. For Satan hates Jerusalem and Israel with a hatred like none other. He brings his Antichrist to rule and reign from Jerusalem. Beware, for all those who do not accept the only true living God will fall under the power of the evil reign to come. Those who seek my son Yahushua will have hidden food and hidden water when they are in need. My children will find hidden treasure, hidden manna from heaven when they are in need. Look not unto this corrupt world to care for you, but instead look to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and remember I have always had a Moses that goes before my people to lead them forth out of bondage. As it was once, I will do it again. Miracles yet untold, you who belong to Yahweh Yahusha will behold. Do not limit me, do not doubt me. Only believe in my son's name, Yahushua HaMashiach, and cry out to me, and miracles and blessings I will not withhold from thee. If only you can in faith believe. I have a revelation for the so-called Gentiles. If you are a believer, love, worship, and accepted Yahushua as Lord and Savior, you have been grafted in, and you are just as much of a Jew as my son Yahushua is. No longer are there Jew and Gentile. No longer are the feasts called Jewish feast and the holy days. They and the Sabbath are for you also. I have a revelation for the full-blooded Jews. Hear me. You reject Yahushua, for you think he is for the Gentiles. But Yahushua was born from a Jewish handmaiden, and Yahushua is a Jew. O Israel, my name is I Am. I have blessed you. No longer curse him, for I am is not half of him. We are one. Those who curse, reject, and deny my beloved son Yahushua, curse, reject, and deny the great God I am. For this there is no forgiveness of sin. You have dug your pit in hell. You will reside in. Those who reject my Ruach HaKodesh, reject both Father and Son, for there is no way one can be saved unless my Ruach HaKodesh draws you into the loving, confirming knowledge that Yahushua alone saves, and to heaven there is no other way, no holier name. I am coming for my bride to be caught up by my side, but you must long for me not out of fear, but out of deep love. Fear is opposite of faith. Fear does not honor me. Your faith that I, Yahushua, will care for those who are mine, this is what honors me. Because of my bride has been in fear and not cried out in faith and love, I have not yet come. I come for my bride with a pure heart, loyalty and motivations, not selfish pride or lack of faith that I will provide. This is in part why my bride is not yet by my side. Seek me, learn of me, desire me, obey me more each day. Get under the shelter of my Father's wings like a baby chick and you will see me. Realize nothing can happen my Father has not ordained. He will provide an escape on that evil day when it seems like all is lost. Look up, your redemption draweth nigh. Look up and see me coming in the eastern sky. Hearken your ears and know no fear. You will hear the shofar horn of the redeemed. With your eyes, my glory, you will see, if only you can believe.